Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
9:41, and there's a reason why President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump are spending so much time attacking one another. People don't think either has much to brag about when it comes to his own record. WOKV's Kirsten Garris begins our live team coverage of You Decide 2024 from our Washington newsroom. Unpack more on this new AP poll out this morning.
That's right. So this new polling shows that Americans generally think that while both of these men were in the White House, both of them did more harm than good on certain key issues. But it's worth noting, both of these candidates had different weak spots. Now, the polling finds more than half of U.S. adults think that President Joe Biden, during his time in the White House, he has hurt the country on the cost of living and immigration, while nearly half think that former President Trump's time in the White House hurt the country on voting rights and election security, relations with foreign countries, abortion rights, and climate change. Now, this polling really underscores why certain issues, for example, abortion for Biden and even immigration for Trump, have become their focal points as they gear different attacks and campaigns against each other. Now, the former president regularly tries to push back on the fact that there have been more asylum seekers who have arrived in the U.S. under President Biden. He really brings that up during his rallies and whatnot. Meanwhile, we've seen the Biden-Harris campaign go on the offensive when it comes to Trump with abortion, especially this week with Trump, in a sense, almost not flip-flopping, but he did not initially endorse the national ban, and he kind of did earlier this week. So abortion has become a major issue for the Biden-Harris campaign.
So which candidate ultimately fares better overall then?
It's a little bit of how you're feeling. The polling is unique. It shows that roughly one-third say that Donald Trump did better and helped more people than about a quarter say Joe Biden. So it really is almost split at this point. But the best issue, what's interesting, both candidates had strong approvals when it came to job creation. Now, former President Trump does have a small edge here. Nearly half say his presidency helped, while 36% say Joe Biden's presidency helped them in that regard. About half of Americans think that Trump's presidency also helped on immigration, and they also think 4 out of 10 believe the Trump White House helped with the cost of living. Now, obviously, we know there's so many dynamics in play, like inflation and other things that have happened, but it is interesting to see where people are falling on this scale. It's worth noting the biggest poll, and the poll that really matters, is the one that happens in November with the election.
Kirsten Garris, part of our live team coverage in Washington.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.